the good guys hijack an evil botnet and learn that our computer security woes are largely self-inflicted. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Computer science researchers at the University of California, Santa Barbara, earlier this year managed to infiltrate the TorPig botnet. That's a vast zombie network of infected Windows computers designed to steal identities and money from its victims. TorPig infects machines with malware, then monitors keystrokes to steal usernames and passwords used by unsuspecting victims to log into online banks and other sites. How did the white hat researchers break in? I asked one of them, UCSB computer science professor Giovanni Vigna.
A botnet is a network of hosts that have been compromised. So it could be my computer and your computer that, unbeknownst to us, are actually installed with malware, which will connect to a central location. And every time each of us go to a bank, they will take a copy of the data and send it to this central location. What we were able to do is to trick every single infected host to go to our version of the central location. And therefore, all these computers, actually 180,000, start coming to us instead of going to the criminal.
So instead of trying to shut down the botnet, which could have risked damaging some of the innocent computers that were ensnared in the network, you just looked at the data that the network was collecting.
Correct.
So what did you learn from that data about how computer users get sucked into a botnet?
One thing is, for example, that many of these bots that were compromised had very stale versions of the software. If they would have been updated to the most recent version of their security software, of their browsers, they probably wouldn't have compromised in the first place. Another thing that we found out is that people tend to use very poor passwords that are very easy to compromise. And in this case, having had a very elaborated, complex password would not have helped because the bots steal whatever information you put in. But in general, it would be a good practice to protect oneself from several types of security problems to choose passwords that are not easily guessed.
The problem is almost a cultural one, right? Where no matter how many times people are told to have better security practices on their own machines, they don't. And then that causes problems for everyone.
Absolutely. I think that the thing that will affect the most the security of the internet in general will be the education of users in understanding that the status, the configuration of their computer is actually critical, not only for themselves, but also for everybody. It would be like if you're running a car that is dangerous, it's not just dangerous for yourself, it's also dangerous for other people.
That's Giovanni Vigna with UC Santa Barbara. By the way, a new report from antivirus company McAfee says computer criminals have managed to take control of almost 12 million new IP addresses since January. That's a 50% increase in botnet activity over last year. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.